So if you want to start interacting more with your customers on a one-to-one basis, they can take that conversation with the brand on the go.
All right, it's time for another episode of Build a Dream Today.
Did you know that you could actually do better with local TV than with TechCrunch if you're a PR company?
What? No way, dude. Bots, bots, and more bots. And if you're tired of hearing the word bot, you shouldn't be. I'm going to tell you why it actually matters.
And there's a major change in how people are using Facebook that could affect the entire future of Facebook.
And some really cool tools.
Yeah, all that and more coming up right now.
Welcome to the most indispensable show for people doing the hard work of growing your business. It's the marketing podcast by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Welcome to Grow the Dream.
All right, it's time for episode 63. Welcome.
63,
and Rod is pouring coffee right near my Chromebook.
Is it Marketing Monday or is it Marketing Tuesday?
It is Tax Day.
It's Tax Day.
No, it's not.
Ooh, it is.
Marketing Monday.
They made it the 18th.
I know. Why did they do that? Because the 15th, of course, we record on Friday, and today is actually April 15th. What the heck happened? Normally, they don't move it from April 15th unless it's like a holiday or something.
Right.
Are they just giving us an arbitrary three more days?
I guess because it's a Friday. Who knows why?
Well, no. Technically, Tax Day is now a holiday, so it can never actually be. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, good.
No, that's the kind of logic that makes great government right there.
You like that?
Because I was starting to believe it and wondering, how did I not know this?
I don't know, but somebody did say that today was a holiday, and that's what, and I'm like, wait. Tax Day is a holiday? The 15th?
No, it's more like, what's the opposite of a holiday?
Yeah, stress day?
Anti-holiday? I filed an extension, baby.
A penalty day? Oh, yeah, me too.
For most
businesses.
It's
like automatic, isn't it?
I'm like scared to do. I don't want to.
Oh, yeah, taxes are evil.
I despise them.
I think that most business people have already dealt with this, right? Because if you have an entity like an LLC or an S-Corp or anything like that, it was March 15th. And we all filed extensions for that crap. So we don't have to deal with that until September.
Yep.
And then, of course, this one isn't until October.
I have until September?
If you filed an extension.
Yep. Woohoo!
It's an automatic 6 months. But keep in mind, the taxes...
Happy tax day to everybody else, because I'm not celebrating.
The taxes are...
Or what I am celebrating.
The taxes are actually due now. So even if you file the extension, you don't have to file the actual return until later. But if you owe money, it's owed now. So they're going to start calculating your penalties and interest from now, not from when you file the...
I don't like you right now.
just a reminder.
Blame Uncle Sam.
Hey, know what? I might not actually owe that much this year. That's good.
All right. Brew of the Day is a repeat, so we won't spend a lot of time on this.
Okay. It's good, and it's successfully poured without anybody's laptops being damaged.
It's true. No, I appreciate that, Rod. I appreciate your expertise.
I have expertise in both directions.
Yes, you do, and I appreciate that. The Panama Papers thing, since that was part of our news story last week.
Yeah, what happened?
I just want to throw this out here. There is now suspicion.
I have to pour my own coffee? What the?
Sorry about that.
He couldn't reach over there. You didn't have a Chromebook or a Mac.
Hard to do everything. Yeah, that's right. You had nothing for me to threaten.
So here's the deal. There is now speculation that an outdated WordPress plugin may have been responsible for the breach of security that resulted in the Panama Papers.
Are you kidding me? Like the Panama Papers was supposed to happen later?
No.
It wasn't supposed to happen at all.
No, the speculation is that the person who had access to all of Mossack Fonseca's data got in because of...
You're not talking about Revolution Slider or whatever.
Yes.
What?
Which in turn, they suspect, got into the server where... On the server, there was a 3-year-old, completely outdated Drupal install. So by getting into Revolution Slider, the speculation is this person was able to then hack the Drupal install, and the Drupal install was the portal through which all of Mossack Fonseca's clients gained access to all of their files.
Okay, and Drupal install is a CMS like WordPress.
Drupal is also a WordPress CMS, or not a WordPress, but a content CMS. Management system. Thank you. But... this one had not been patched for 3 years.
Oh dear!
And there was Drupalgeddon in there. So if you're a Drupal user,
Drupalgeddon.
There was a massive security patch for Drupal that, and they called it Drupalgeddon. It was so bad, but this company hadn't patched it. Yikes. So Mossack Fonseca. So the suspicion is that now, of course, they've scrambled and have been patching.
So these bad guys need to up their security
games. Now the cows are out. They are locking that barn door.
Not only that, but the MX records from Mossack Fonseca's email,
yes,
pointed to the same IP. So the suspicion is that they were running like an Outlook web access on the same box as Drupal and WordPress.
So they got access to all their emails.
Exactly.
Wow.
So folks, if you don't want your customers' data all over everywhere,
don't use Drupal.
The moral of the story is hire a credible person to manage your software patches. You got to stay up to date. You can't let WordPress or Drupal or any of these get out of date.
Or you probably shouldn't do things that'll get you in the Panama Papers. Well, that too.
Well, there's But I mean, I'm talking about...
Don't have anything to hide. And then don't give them access to whatever
If you're not corrupt in the first place, that helps.
But wait a minute. If let's put ourselves in the position of Mossack Fonseca here, okay? So maybe we're not...
Okay.
Maybe we're not enabling criminal activity, all right? But we're just an average company that collects data from our clients that needs to be secured. Huh. We really shouldn't allow that to get breached.
Right.
Just saying. So there's a little cybersecurity lesson in there.
Maybe a big one.
Aren't we going to have a cybersecurity guy on as a guest?
Oh, we can. I have a client that's one.
We actually have somebody. So anyway, I didn't want to spend all that time on that.
You did.
We've kind of blown our news segment on that. One other thing that I think we should mention, and Rod, I know you have a story too. So I have a Facebook story. We could do the Facebook story later. Because I think there's enough meat in the Facebook story, and we have something else we're going to talk about.
On to Rod.
So Rod, let's talk about what you popped in here.
There was this Harris poll that came out that found really surprising results as far as how consumers and those in the industry and the tech industry look at getting PR. And the poll found, interestingly enough, that the best places that to get PR for tech companies are the consumer-oriented ones, not the tech-oriented sites. So you're talking about media sites or media publications. Most important. You know, it makes sense.
Unless you want a bunch of techies on your stuff.
Except that I don't think that's where most PR firms are directing their content. So in other words, it says that those who cater to consumers, such as BuzzFeed, CNET, Mashable.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
Yahoo. That's 40%. Well, in the Harris poll, 40% said that was the place that, they get it. National TV news, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox were in second place at 39%. So essentially the same.
So they're saying better for PR in terms of getting response out of
branding,
it if you get coverage?
Branding.
Right.
Okay.
And then third, which was right there with those really, was local media, local TV news at 37%. And in fourth place was things like eWeek and Tech Target and Network World. So very interesting to me there.
Well,
so,
you just named the tech publications I've never heard of.
I was going to say, I've never heard of those either.
I was going to say TechCrunch.
TechCrunch, right.
BuzzFeed has a tech meme thing. Yeah. Tech meme, yeah.
TechCrunch was actually lower than those guys.
The Verge.
The Next Web.
TechCrunch was below those that were named there. So in other words,
it was on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to me, one of the key takeaways from here, which came from the article from one of the people at Harris Poll, says, quote, that there are a core group of tech writers who all influence each other.
True.
And
it's
by
true.
Extension, people who live and work in Silicon Valley. But when it comes to the average American, local TV news is more important than TechCrunch.
I like this. This is a good topic because I feel like techie people are the type of people who are in PR that are pitching stories, and in their mind, they read some of these tech.
Right.
And so you think
that's where they want to get in.
That's where I want to get in because that's what I'm interested in.
Right.
But your end user doesn't give a about that.
Exactly.
I haven't seen the story because it didn't make it to Ars Technica or the first.
Yeah. So, I'm with you.
All right.
All right.
So, okay, and that's our news segment. We have something coming up, though.
Oh, yeah. Facebook F8. Bots, and then what the hell were they thinking with that 360 camera? Anyway,
all right, the F8 conference. If you don't know about that, we're going to tell you why you care about that in just a minute. We'll be right back. Hey, Rod, you know how hard it is to find a good web hosting company? I found one about a year ago, and several of our clients have used them, and they love them.
Really? What is it?
It's a small Orange.
Oh, I love a small Orange.
And they're kind of homegrown, and they got something really for just about everybody.
So really, whether you need entry-level shared hosting, business class hosting with a free SSL certificate, a cloud VPS, or even dedicated or managed servers, All of these options are available to you. The Small Orange has a plan for you.
That's right. Just go to gtdshow.com/orange to sign up, and that'll let them know that, you know, you found out about them from us, and they'll support Grow the Dream Show.
But there's something tied into Earth Day.
That's right. This week only, 3-day sale from April 20th to the 22nd, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you go on that day and sign up for a new hosting plan, use the code Earth Day, all one word. So just spell it out, Earth Day. You'll save 50%.
And that's 50% on what are already pretty affordable plans.
That's true. But you'll also help them donate trees. They're going to donate 10 trees for every new hosting plan purchased.
Trees are good.
Yeah, I like that, especially because, you know, web servers use a lot of resources. So
that's actually true.
Yeah. So this is a good way to kind of, you know, help pay some of that back.
Balance things out a little.
That's right. So in any case, whether you go this week or not, if you need a new hosting company, go to gtdshow.com/orange. If you want to save 50%, use the code EARTHDAY.
You won't be sorry.
Nope. Remember, gtdshow.com/orange. We're back with episode 63. And, okay, F-8. What is F-8?
It sounds like a fighter plane to me.
It's like a junior fighter plane.
There was an F-16. Yeah, there was an F-4 before that. I just thought somewhere there must have been an F-8.
Yeah. Well, the F-4 was small.
Do you know what
small.
It means? Facebook 8?
I actually don't really know what it means, it's but it's their conference. It's
they probably meant it like Facebook Infinity, and then people misread it as an 8.
Facebook
they just went with it.
Or Facebook is your fate.
Maybe, yeah.
It's your fate to
probably.
Use Facebook. They're totally
fate.
Missing my fate joke.
No, that's good.
Anyway.
We were laughing at our own joke.
I know,
I
you
totally
guys are
screwed
your own
up.
World. I'll talk to you. So it was a...
Our listeners can choose their joke.
Exactly. Developers. It's a developers
your
conference.
Favorite?
So Facebook puts this on for developers to talk about new techie things happening in the world of Facebook. So
I'm bored already.
What? It's actually a big deal every year.
I got a feeling it's going to be very relevant.
Rod, remember, Facebook is the front page of the web these days.
It is. Yeah.
No, Reddit is still the front page of the web. But anyway, that's just me.
It's the front page of the web for nerds.
No, Reddit
Facebook is the front page of the web.
Has it as
for
an actual
else.
Tagline? It says front page of the web.
But I don't care what Reddit calls themselves.
Hey, listen, if it's on the front page
would
of Reddit,
you guys get to F8. Please.
Wait. If it's on the front page of Reddit,
we rarely fight. This is good.
It'll be on Facebook within 48 hours. It goes to Reddit first. That's just the truth. So,
but a lot more people will find out about it from Facebook.
Right. Homepage of the
but
internet.
But the people who shape Facebook. The stories are on Reddit. So,
the nerds.
Instant articles. That was part of the announcement on the 12th.
Oh, that's the part I missed. Like it's available to everybody.
Apparently. I didn't see. I have actually not paid attention to F8 this week.
Shoot, how do I... Are they not going to email me? I applied to get it.
Oh, they're not going to email anybody. Are you kidding? No. No.
Okay, so where do I go?
Get on
to
your
get
Facebook
this thing to
page.
Work.
PageFrog.
No, I know. I have PageFrog up and enabled, and I applied, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I also applied to their Facebook group.
I don't think they're going to tell you. I just don't. But anyway, that's okay. Let's move on. Okay, according to TechCrunch, speaking of TechCrunch, on April the 12th, TechCrunch published, Facebook Instant Articles is now open to all publishers.
So it's funny. You went to TechCrunch. I went to CNET.
No, I went to Google.
I started in Google, but I chose CNET out of Google.
Oh yeah,
Google
well,
thinks we're all techies.
Because CNET would be more consumer-oriented, like moi.
But VentureBeat and the Next Web and Tech Times all publish the same thing. Okay, so tell us about bots. Sorry. What is the bots thing?
All right, so let's a couple examples of bots. There's a lot of examples
Should
of bots.
Should we explain what bots are? Because I feel like people don't really
It's a
know.
Hot term for techies, but maybe consumers are just now
it's
hearing
shortened
about it.
From robots, right?
Well, I will say this.
That was the original.
The idea that we have for bots today as software tools that are hosted somewhere that interact with systems have been around for 2 decades on IRC. We've been using chatbots for decades now.
Okay.
But because of Slack... And some of these other platforms like WhatsApp and what's the encrypted one?
You're talking about Kik? Oh, no. Not Kik. What's the...
No, the Messenger one that's encrypted. The
iMessage?
Not that one, no. People are building bots now to interact with users as chat tools.
Yeah. Right? Well, and most of them... had some wild experiences with them.
Well, in the past, you would release these things either as like a text message bot.
Right.
And like build the hard code it yourself. Or use some AI like Watson or something like that.
IBM.
One.
No, IBM.
Oh,
Bill
okay.
Watson. Yeah,
it's confusing.
It won Jeopardy, so it got a lot of press in like consumer
it's a
press.
It's about a script.
Could be.
Okay.
It could be an AI.
Scripts I'm familiar with.
So yeah, it's just a software tool.
Okay, so a bot I've been using for a while, and this is a good example. Where did it go?
Telegraph is the encrypted messaging app I was thinking of.
Oh, it's on my homepage now. I'm used to scroll. It made it to the front page of my iOS device. It's called Quartz. They have this iOS app where...
Oh, yeah. Quartz is bot.
Yeah. It's actually really... I mean, it's like gives you the news in like bite-sized segments.
But it feels like you're chatting with it.
Yeah. And it explains the news without you having to read the article, which is very handy for me.
How does it do that?
It summarizes it.
It summarizes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're literally just interacting with a chat bot, and it looks like a chat message that you're having with someone.
Okay. Do you guys want to do it? And then it has ads in line. Good morning. Angela Merkel has outraged many Germans by approving a criminal investigation of a comedian who insulted the Turkish president with a lewd poem.
A comedian insulted the Turkish president.
And obviously, I don't care, so I'm just going to go
apologized.
So anything else. And then it's going to give me a news story.
Now, can you imagine Barack Obama apologizing for like Chris Rock offending someone?
If he apologized for American comedians, it would be unending.
Like, that would be his new full-time job.
This is fun. This is what we're going to do for the next news segment. Finland's Natural History Museum is infested with poisonous spiders. I think this thing is going for maybe...
How did that...
Like
for you,
how so now the BuzzFeed like relevant weird.
You. If you reply back and say I don't care about that, does it start to learn
it's
you?
It's learning, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't think it's actually that smart. I think it just like these are the news stories we're going to give you. Hey, this is a first generation. Come on.
Okay, so but the news related to Facebook is that you're going to start to get these in Facebook Messenger now, right? Isn't that the deal?
So and there's actually a pretty cool tool of the week that I'll be pitching later.
So you're going to be getting. From who will you be getting Facebook Messenger?
Here's one way
anybody.
That businesses can do this now. Facebook
so
rolled
this like
out.
Spam?
No. Facebook rolled this out like 2 weeks ago. You know how when you get a message on your Facebook page and Facebook says to you, your average response time is like 6 hours and, you know, respond faster to turn on the badge. Mm-hmm. And like some business pages have like super fast response time and they have a little badge that says they respond to all their messages really quickly. You can now set an automated response in Messenger for your Facebook page.
Oh, I see.
And it becomes like an early version of like your own little bot.
So it's just an automated response.
Right. But that way you're responding immediately to people, even if it's just a, hey, we got your message, we'll get back to you kind of a thing.
And then
you get your badge.
Yeah. And then there's this tool, which I will tell you about later on in a few seconds from now, that allows you to create a message us on Facebook button that you embed on your website. So instead of us saying text us or call us or whatever, you know, if you're wanting to engage with people on Facebook, instead of saying like my page and then message me on Facebook, there's just a button that says message me. And it goes straight up in Messenger.
Because so many people use the DM feature on Facebook and their mobile apps. Yeah. They might as well make a direct line to it with a button.
You know what's funny?
It's really cool. I mean, there's actually a third-party tool for this. But it uses the Facebook API.
Yeah, you can use the API.
So it's pretty cool.
Which is cool, which means we're going to see more of these being developed, which will be fun. I got rid of the Facebook app on my phone a long time ago. In fact, I've never installed it on my new Samsung
Good
S7.
Good for you. I have notifications turned off for Facebook, but on for Messenger.
Right.
But I have the Messenger app installed. It's a lot lighter weight, and it doesn't use the battery and memory and all the other resources on my phone the same way.
I should do that. I rarely use Facebook on my phone.
But you know what I do?
Messenger, yes.
It was spying on me like crazy. I mean, because of Android, I had a version of Android OS, which, you know, I rooted my phone. But anyway, I had a version of Android that allowed me to down every permission. So every time Facebook would ask for my location, for example, or want to read
It'd
my text messages,
or whatever and let
it would pop up and I would be like, this thing is doing this. I turned it to like automatically deny. And like 2 days later, Facebook had asked for permission to read my location 12,000 times.
What?
In like 48 hours.
Right. Because you weren't answering, it just kept popping it up, right?
No. But that's...
I know. It was being denied every time.
Okay, hold on.
Automatically.
I understand Facebook wanting to know where my location is. If I'm about to post something, why are you tracking me?
And I wasn't even using the app. That's my point. So I uninstalled that crap, and guess what? I don't have
Your battery life works better now?
My battery life.
But I say no to Facebook and them tracking me and them allowing that, and it doesn't keep asking me.
No. It's happening in the background.
That's right. It's getting the stuff in the background.
He had to root his phone to get these notifications.
You wouldn't know how many times it was actually trying to get this data.
Because it's asking me constantly.
Correct.
But since I said no before, it keeps asking.
iOS does work a little bit differently.
Can you go find me a hole that I can go crawl in?
Probably.
That doesn't have LTE or something? Ha! Take that!
Well, I guess my point is, what's the value if I've already said no to Facebook asking me 12,000 times and visibly
so
in the background?
The point is that if you had said yes, Facebook is getting your location that frequently from your device. So it's for you on iOS, you said
right, so
no.
Your point is what this reveals is that they're following you all the time.
They're spying on you far more than you know. They're reading your text messages, they're reading your contacts.
But when I say no, they're not.
I don't know about that.
That was my it was a question mark at the end of that
I'm
sentence.
Saying that had I not put this on Android,
yes,
I wouldn't have known just how bad it really was.
The way iOS manages permissions is by category, so you could go into settings and say, no, Facebook cannot access where I'm at ever. So it also would not allow you to use your location when posting tweets or posting posts.
Right, but exactly.
If you don't care about that.
So I said no to that. So then it shouldn't be continually running in the background.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. But. No, I mean, iOS is pretty good about that.
Yeah, Facebook.
That kind of thing.
So Android, the permission model was different on Android. Now with whatever we're on, M. Are we on M now?
Okay.
I've lost track. Whatever we're on now. Has granular permissions built into Android.
Cool.
But it that was not the case before. The reason I bring all of that up is I now use the Pages Manager app and Messenger. Those are the only two Facebook apps I have on my phone. Yeah. Pages Manager is what you need if you want to respond to customers on your Facebook page. Someone from your team should have it.
So we barely covered the surface of this. Can we talk about it more?
Yeah, with chatbots and stuff?
Yeah, can we come back to this?
Well, if you want.
I just think there's a lot of implications for how marketers could use this, not only in e-commerce. And I don't think you have to think of it as being a bot with AI necessarily for it to be useful. I think you start with this for your customers. You start to see if they use it. You do it manually. And then you see if there's more there that you can kind of automate and turn
like
into a
business. Like some autoresponders and some of that sort of stuff.
Start basic. And, I mean, we might need to do a little bit more research on this, but I know it's in beta right now. But I don't know.
Why don't you guys play with it for a little while and see how it works and report
back to
our listeners.
Yeah, I think that would be good. But I also do have some other things to talk about where Facebook is concerned, including a major shift in how people have been using Facebook that is undoubtedly going to affect you and all of us as marketers.
Cool, I'm curious.
Coming up next.
Here we are in studio. Rod, what are you working on?
Public relations. If you're not getting media coverage for your business, you're missing a huge marketing avenue. The most basic and traditional form of public relations is the press release. It's effective. It's really effective. In fact, even the most successful digital and social media experts use public relations and press releases because it works.
And we have an expert who's going to help you understand how to do it better. And I can tell you, I've used his advice. It works. He's the expert.
Right.
Make more money.
For our listeners, we've created a product that will help you start creating effective press releases right away. There are four major components to doing this. There's the hook, in which you have a hook or a news peg for your press release. There's the story, in which dullness kills. You got to write it well. And then there's two more that you have to know to make it work.
Go get your copy of this free report just for listeners of Grow the Dream Show. You can get it at gtdshow.com/PR. That's right, gtdshow.com/PR.
Do it. Do it now.
All right, more of episode 63. Facebook.
More Facebook.
Are you guys ready for this? No, this is huge. I feel like this is like
huge.
A shifting tectonic plate
that
suddenly is going to pull California off into the Pacific.
Well, all right. Now
sounds
you
like
have actually
movie.
Got to reach that plug right there.
Okay. Here's the deal. thanks to a story that came out in the last 2 weeks or so, it has become apparent that Facebook, this was published in a publication called The Information. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one. It was new to me, I will admit. However,
TI.
The Information reported
so generic.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Keep going.
That Facebook is actually struggling internally to reverse a massive decline in original sharing by its users. It's so massive, in fact, they're saying that it is a 21% decline in original sharing. So what this means is that people have stopped or are slowed down sharing their own status updates. Think about that. When was the last time you saw a status update from one of your friends?
Okay, so
always attached to like a link or more commonly a video posted by some page.
Correct.
I keep seeing all these pages I've never heard of that are posting videos that go viral.
Or websites.
Original sharing and personal sharing. Are they using that interchangeably?
Yes. Original sharing. They're saying that an original share is like when your friend, Rod, you and I are friends.
Right.
So when you publish, which you still do often, you publish a status update because you're making a comment about something.
Right.
Or whatever. Or you might post a photo that you took.
Well, more and more people are doing this on Instagram and it's automatically posting to Facebook or
not. Nope. That's also in decline in terms of how this is working. So.
What? It's not a shift from one platform to the other? Because that's definitely what I would have thought.
The shifts to other platforms are part of it. But even an Instagram photo that you posted to Instagram that didn't get shared to Facebook would be an original post.
Right.
They're saying that people have slowed down dramatically.
So this is a true 21% decline. This is not a slowing of the growth rate.
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, it's happening. So it's a 21% decline in the face of a growing number of monthly active users. And faster than ever, the monthly actives on Facebook are becoming daily actives.
How much of that is because, with the autoplay, with video and all these different sites creating these cute little videos and funny and catchy videos, and people are immediately drawn. You know, when they log into Facebook, they're on their feed page.
It defaults to the feed every time.
And they go through that. And if they're just on Facebook for a little while to kill some time or whatever, that's all they do because they're sucked into those videos.
Oh, it always gets me because it's usually a post from a friend that I'm like, oh, I want to like that. I want them to know that I saw this and I care about them.
So when I do when I get
on
Facebook and I want to post something.
And then I get sucked in.
I immediately, as soon as it's logging up, as soon as my page is available to click on, I go straight to that before I can see anything in that feed. Because otherwise, I'll get sucked into the feed just like everybody else does.
It pulls you in.
Yeah, I never use it on desktop. I always use it on mobile. And that
use it primarily on desktop.
Yeah,
but that's because I sit at my desk all day.
Boy, howdy.
And I also don't have the app anymore on my phone, so that's part of it. But I do use I use it in a browser on my phone. Okay, but here's the deal.
Okay.
The speculation, especially in this Fortune article, One major piece of speculation, which I think has a lot of merit, is this. There's more professional content on Facebook than ever before, right? And this is what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it looks professional or not, if it's a viral video, there's something really crazy good about it, right?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it doesn't go viral.
You see that all the time in those videos.
And so you start to go, well, my stuff isn't that interesting by comparison, right? It doesn't look as polished. It's not as slick. You know, like these BuzzFeed videos that they're creating these little stories and vignettes and things, and they're amazing quality. Or even the recipes. You got those over the, you know, shots. Of,
oh, yeah.
You know,
where they're like fast forward type
and
thing.
Yeah, and in 20
speed.
Seconds, they made a, you know, beef bourguignon or something, you know? And you're like, how do they do that fast? Because, you know, anyway, what I'm saying is that the professional content kind of crowds out the stuff. Like people are
that totally changes the face of Facebook.
It does, but Facebook has encouraged this.
Sure, they have, but not on purpose, probably.
Right. This is the law of unintended consequences. Now Facebook is going, oh crap.
Right.
Because their stock and trade is our personal crap that we
That's
share.
That's right.
I mean, as it becomes less personal, it becomes less valuable.
Hey, do you guys remember? I don't know if you guys were on Facebook at this point, but when it was just for college students, I was in college and we used it to post on each other's wall.
Oh, all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So just like Snapchat, but here's the thing, it was public, so you're always visiting people's walls, but you were just messaging people. So it was like, it was really a cool communication tool.
Okay.
And like now, you know, the young people are using Snapchat. It's not public, but it's one-to-one. It's
or
super
Messenger.
It's super meaningful.
Or WhatsApp or whatever. So there's a shift. This is the second major trend, right? There's a shift from public to private.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that happens is after time, right? I've been using Facebook since 2008. So that's probably when you were in college, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was not on when it was only open to college students, so I wasn't during that time. But 2008, that's 8 years.
Right.
During that time, my friends list has expanded. When I first was using it, I had like 10, 20, 50, you know, maybe 100 friends in that first year. And they were all people I knew really well.
So
and now,
as your network increases, the meaning decreases.
Well, not only that, it's like, well, if I post this, more people are going to see it that I don't know well. So I'm a little...
Oh, it totally changes what you post.
The dynamic radically changes.
And the people that post about politics or religion get absolutely murdered on there.
Well, they get a lot of interaction, for sure, depending on whether they're in...
pretty much what I post about.
Yeah, there's an echo chamber there, for sure.
Well, so, you probably post about it so much that people are numb or they unfollow you if they don't like it.
Yeah. So, they might. I don't know.
So, actually, I don't see any of your stuff. We're friends. Anyway, keep going.
Well, it's because you haven't interacted in a while.
Or you unfollowed me.
I didn't unfollow you. Calm down.
I just blocked you. Like, mute this person. But no. So what happens in a universe where people aren't sharing personal stuff on Facebook anymore?
That's what I was going to ask. And what does that mean then for companies?
Right.
And how does it impact them? I mean, do the articles have an insight, or do you have an insight on how that impacts people?
But the cool thing is, if you're on the space station, you can still post status updates to Facebook, to your social network.
From a space station?
Think about that. Just because you can, you definitely should.
So here's a thought for you. I think if professional content crowds out personal content sufficiently, then it Facebook starts to disintegrate.
Absolutely.
Because you can find professional content anywhere.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And people will want to personalize it to themselves at that point. Yeah, I think Facebook has probably got to respond to this rapidly and even aggressively.
Well, they are. So they've introduced something called video search. And this is designed to get you as a Facebook user to watch original videos. And of course, we see them all over our feeds all the time, right? But about 2 weeks ago, they launched a dedicated video browsing hub. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's literally a Facebook video tab.
And it's on the app?
I don't know if it's on the app. Yeah. It's a new video tab in Messenger.
Oh. Wait.
No. It takes over Messenger spot in the navigation
bar. Just tell me where to go on the app.
Okay, so open the Facebook app. Look at the bottom of the screen where Messenger used to be.
It says Messenger.
It still says Messenger.
Yes.
So apparently they're rolling this out, or maybe you haven't updated the app. They're turning Facebook into a destination for discovering videos categorized by topic beyond stumbling across them in the feed. In other words, it's like a little video hub. Down there, when you press the button, it pops up, and this is where you'll find live broadcasts. Okay, here's what it says. The video hub heavily features Facebook's live broadcasts and will roll out on iOS and Android in the coming weeks alongside a slew of live upgrades, including payments to select news publisher partners in exchange for broadcasting on live instead of their own websites, live videos in groups like your family or people with a specific interest, live videos in events so you can schedule a Q&A or show off a party to invitees who couldn't
come. So this is of real value to marketers than in companies.
Yep.
Holy crap.
And, well, for the moment, because this is Facebook reacting to the loss of original sharing, right? So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make this a lot more discoverable for people, and they're giving you new ways to do. Like, Facebook Live is now apparently available to everybody with the iOS app.
Yeah. I just want to know when it's available for Pages.
I know. I wish it were available for Android users and Pages. And those will probably come later.
Is it available for just on laptops?
No, it's not available on desktop. It's only available on iOS right now.
So, maybe they don't want nerds who are sitting in front of their computers pushing record and going live.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, you can do it from an iPad, or you can do it from any recent flavor of iPhone.
Right.
But anyway, so I think that this is one of the things that Facebook is doing, and part of the reason, of course, for this is specifically because people are sharing less.
Okay, let's talk about Snapchat. Do you guys use it?
No. I have tried it.
I have too.
And I tried it, I don't understand it.
And didn't like it, and then recently went back to it because, well, I started seeing more and more people that were posting their stuff on Instagram are now like, hey, why don't you follow me on Snapchat? I like it there better. And it's super interesting because there's no vanity metrics. It changes the way people behave. You don't know how big they are and whether you should follow them. And they also don't make it super easy for you to follow people. Like, the discovery engine is very manual.
It's off of Snapchat entirely, isn't it? Like, you don't discover people on the app.
They've actually released some new tools to make it a little bit easier. But I won't go into that.
On Twitter, you see a lot of people whose profile picture on Twitter is their little Snapchat, right, the bell shape.
Oh, yeah. People
and
are
it's
going
a QR
crazy
code.
With
yeah,
that.
Because they're trying to get people to follow them on Snapchat. So as a Snapchat user, can you tell?
That's a QR code?
Yeah.
Why didn't anyone tell me that?
he just did.
But I know. I've been seeing forever going, dear God, I'm tired of seeing people in ghost faces.
Oh, but that's all you do is you take a picture of that with Snapchat and you follow them.
Yeah. I have my own. I just didn't know that that's what it was for. Hey, my point in all of that was to say, when you open the app, the first thing it does is it turns on the camera and automatically gives you the option to start recording a video or not.
So it's like the camera's already running just as soon as you open the app.
It is about as intuitive as opening the camera app, too. I mean, it's just like...
I saw Snapchat did not retain stuff, though.
Well, that was always false because people could screenshot it.
Oh, sure, you can do that.
Okay, so this week,
you can retain it,
me and my family have been using the filters on Snapchat. And like, it's not stuff to post, but we're just playing with the filters and then downloading it like onto our device so we can check it out later. Just funny stuff that our kids are doing.
Like Instagram filters, you mean? Like you could change the color and the...
No. You haven't seen these filters like people with the bunny ears or the people that... Surely you've seen the tongue out with the rainbow thing coming down. You've seen none of these Snapchat filters?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, go open it up. What you do is you...
I'd have to download it again.
Okay, it's not... They don't tell you about it. You tap and hold on your face.
Well, that's the other thing. Is Snapchat is like... I mean, I have cousins and nephews, and they send me stuff, and I never saw it. Like, I would tap it to open, and then it would disappear.
This is like that bar you can't find, and that's their competitive advantage. Is how unique it is.
It's all Easter eggs?
Or the restaurant.
All the secret menu?
Oh, exactly. So, weird. Like, the power users who know how to use it tell their friends about
it. It's the secret poker game behind the bar that not very many people are in.
Or, like, the hidden bar that you have to walk through the
telephone
booth.
Yes.
Yeah, to get to. Weird.
Isn't that wild, guys?
That is wild. So, as a brand, I think we have to pay attention to this. I think there are a few things that we can do. One is, you got to get good at video pretty quickly. I think
you're right. All arrows are pointing in that direction.
I mean, video content is dominating the Facebook news feed. And I'll tell you, we're going to have Brad Goss on.
Twitter, too. I mean, because they have the autoplay on Twitter going on those.
And Instagram is up to 60 seconds now from 15. So you can post longer videos on Instagram now.
Was that announced at F8, too?
I don't think so.
Because that's cool. That's helpful. Because basically, Instagram was like, oh, we're slightly longer than Vine. Thank you.
Right. So it's coming, and so video is like a language we all need to speak now.
Right.
And I feel like we have better devices. Like you know, this S7 camera is amazing. You guys with the iPhone 6, amazing cameras. So the investment in technology doesn't have to be what it was.
Right.
We're all spending the money.
And you don't have to be a geek to figure out how to do it, and you don't have to do all the mixing.
We're having
all that
a
stuff.
Guest coming up.
So I mentioned the guest because Brad helped us with the Brushy Bear project. And I'm telling you, we're going to have a fun discussion about viral stuff.
I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It completely changed the trajectory for your company, isn't it?
Well, no. I wouldn't say that. But our client that has that content
That's what I meant. The client.
It has made us... there's nothing different about the trajectory because we were working on trying to get virality in video content before.
And
right?
Like so many viral things, it stumbled upon you.
You can't... Yeah, you can't make viral happen.
Yeah.
But if there's somebody who maybe could,
it's this guy.
Brad is he's got some secret sauce. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Brad. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun conversation. But I do think video is important. And also, we have some tools today, don't we?
We got some tools, and it's actually very applicable if you're wanting to get started with some of this bots AI stuff for marketing. So the easy button for this stuff to kind of get you started before you start developing your own, these are the tools.
Leave it to Josh. All right, the tools of the day coming up next. Rod, you took a long trip this week.
I did, a very long trip, and I was really glad that I had Audible with me.
Yeah, what'd you listen to?
I listened to a classic by C.S. Lewis.
Oh, yeah?
Called The Great Divorce.
Ooh.
I thought I'd read that many years ago, but I hadn't.
Oh, really?
Right. And so my wife and I listened to it in the car on our way up to our destination. 3.5 hours is all. It's fairly short. We liked it so much, we listened to it on the way home. Also.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. Do you remember who read it, or was it a famous narrator?
It wasn't famous to me.
Okay, I put you on the spot.
But it was fantastic because in that book, there's tons of different characters in it with different accents and all, and this narrator was fantastic.
That's one of the things I love about Audible is that if it's a common book, like, you know, a really popular book, sometimes you can pick, you know, from several versions.
Uh-huh.
But the narration is always so outstanding.
Right. The narration really helped make this, in addition to the content.
Of course. Well, I'm a big fan of Audible. I listen while I ride my bike, listen on road trips. My daughter and I have listened to, speaking of C.S. Lewis, I got to tell you, we've listened to Narnia I don't know, probably, she's listened to The Last Battle probably 20 times.
Is it well done?
Oh, yeah, it's really well done. Nice. You know who did it?
No.
It's Captain Picard.
Oh, great.
Patrick Stewart does an amazing job.
Oh, that's terrific.
Just a good example. Anyway, if you would like to check out Audible, we would like you to do so, and we're going to give you a book absolutely free of your choice. So maybe it's a C.S. Lewis book.
Okay.
Or maybe it's 1984, like the one I'm listening to right now.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, just go to audibletrial.com/dream. You can get the book of your choice and a free trial of their service, and they'll support Grow the Dream Show.
Sounds great.
audibletrial.com/dream. I can't wait to hear about the tool.
Yeah.
Tools.
Facebook. Tools.
Okay, what more do you have? Yeah, wow. What do you have? This is like a Facebook app.
Facebook day.
Yeah, all right.
Well.
That's all right.
I mean, it's not because we are in a love affair with Facebook, because we got plenty to complain about.
It's love-hate.
It's because it matters.
Yeah.
It does matter.
I mean, if that's where customers are, and we've said this a billion times.
The elephant in the living room, huh? That's
crazy. And no matter what we say about people's, you know, sharing slowing down, they're using Facebook like crazy.
They are
still. That's not changed yet.
I looked during the break. I checked out my Facebook feed. And what do I share? Original content? Is me sharing my page's original content and adding my own commentary.
Well,
literally every time.
So,
or resharing something somebody tagged me in. Again, not my own original content.
Right.
If I'm going to share something original, I shared on Instagram as an image.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Interesting. Okay.
Which Facebook also owns. So I don't know why they're.
Okay. Yeah. So tools.
Tools. All right. So this one is modernapp.com.
Okay.
I'm sorry, modernapp.co.
Modernapp.co.
Drop the M. Facebook Messenger button for your website or app.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All it says.
So this is an easy way to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, people are already logged in to their device on mobile and on desktop.
Which is how Facebook can track you all over the web.
Yeah. And okay. So this button, they released this, Facebook released support for this officially via their API, but I think this is a software as a service startup. It appears to be free.
Looks like it.
Where basically you just plug in your page username or URL, and then you type in what button text you want, whether it's message us, contact us, chat with us, whatever you want. And it creates this little button, which people can't see, but go to modernapp.co and you'll see it. So if you want to start interacting more with your customers on a one-to-one basis, which I highly encourage. So instead of having, here's what I think this replaces ultimately, potentially for some businesses, is their chat with us bot at the bottom where it's like customer support. You know, we're available, whatever.
The little thing that floats on the website or whatever.
Yeah. Like, so then you use Facebook Messenger to contact that person. They don't have to leave that tab open. You get in touch with them via mobile. They can take that conversation with the brand on the go.
But as a brand, you need the tools that go along with the chat, like ticket support and tracking and you know, quick replies and all of that sort of stuff.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, because
somebody's going to create a product that handles all that for you,
and I'll bet you modernapp.co is probably planning to be that, if they're not already.
So is this free with a premium option, or is it just free trial? You know,
I mean, it literally on the home page it gives you the code. All you have to do is put in your URL and it gives you the code for it. So
if it's maybe going to stay free, then, you know, once again, with every free product, you have to remember, if the product is free, you are the product. So they're going to collect your data and do something with it.
Right. So monetarily free.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, this is, I mean, they're just using the Facebook Messenger API. They're just making it easy for you. So I don't know what their angle is, per se.
All right. Okay. So in the minute and a half that we have left.
All right. So the other one is onsequel.com. So onsequel.
.com?
Yeah. They got,
sure?
They got the on the .com. And what this is a content platform for messaging. So you can create media and entertainment bots. So if the word bot scares you, this is the SaaS product to kind of get you running. But it works with Kick, which opened up their bot messaging platform, as well as Facebook Messenger. So if you don't know what Kick is, it's because you're old and all the young people are on it. So the young people who don't use Facebook Messenger, there's a few of them, use Kick instead.
These guys are supporting Telegram already, Facebook Messenger, the web, Kick, as you mentioned. And then coming soon, they have SMS, WhatsApp, Slack, Skype, WeChat, and Line. So they're like, so the theory is that you can use this to create conversational media. So you can like build out a flowchart of what should happen, and then you you create the video or whatever that goes along with it, and out it goes.
And their competition is Maya, MEYA.AI, same exact thing. So both of these companies just getting started out because they were just enabled by these new platforms.
AI is a top-level domain? I did not know this.
I don't know what it stood for before, but fascinating stuff.
Wow.
Anybody want to try this thing out? Anybody thinking like, hey, I kind of want to try this for my business?
Yeah, I definitely want to try it. I want to try it. Maybe we'll try it for one of our clients. We'll see what client we can convince to
Or we'll make it an option to subscribe to the show. Like if you could embed audio in a Facebook chat for people that don't get podcasts, you could be like, subscribe to the show on Facebook and we send you a mess.
We could do little clips.
I love that.
Oh, little clips. Well, yeah, we could always do video clips delivered.
We could, yeah. It just takes more editing time. Which
make it so.
Speaking of editing, I think we should fire our editor after this past week. But that's...
some of you
I don't think we can
got a little...
To.
Behind-the-scenes sneak peek at our show.
The first couple hundred people who downloaded last week's episode got a little surprise.
Sorry.
That was funny. Hey, but speaking of fun things that happened this week, happy birthday.
Who are you talking to?
Josh
turned 29 last week.
Thank you.
29. Only it's the last year of your 20s.
It was a fantastic year.
Was it?
Yeah.
I
think this next year is going to be
better. You
know,
when you talk about the old people aren't on kick and that sort of thing, I'm thinking, I've already heard you use the phrase in this show, the kids are on this. And I'm thinking, oh, you're already separating yourself from young people. It's not going to be long before you're just going to be out of the loop. And all the new stuff that comes out, you're going to not be a part of. And I'm just going to smile at you knowingly.
You know what? I will spend the rest of my life trying to get back in.
Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I'll always be more relevant than you.
Boom. You'll always be younger.
To whom?
Younger than me.
To whom?
Relevant to the young people, of course.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Fun show today.
That was great.
Man, we covered a lot of stuff, a lot of Facebook stuff.
A lot of good stuff today, and man, a lot of good stuff coming next week with
our
guests.
That's right, and we have other really cool guests coming up, so don't miss any of these upcoming shows. We have a lot of great stuff.
Don't want to miss it.
That's right. All right. Hey, guys. You can find Josh on Twitter at Josh Mucho, M-U-C-C-I-O. You can find Rod on Twitter at Rod_Thompson. But we want to hear from you. If you have feedback about today's show, you can tweet all three of us at GTD Show. You can also send us an email at show@growthedream.com.
And if you would like, you can find David Johnson on Twitter at The David Johnson.
I'm at The David Johnson. Because I'm the one you know. I'm the one you know.
All right. Okay. Wrap it up.
Anyway, reach out to us. We want to hear from you. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Grow the Dream Show. We invite you to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Get connected to our growing community, add your comments, ask questions, and listen to the archives on the web at growthedream.com/show.